outlet. Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show here on AM 720 WGN. We are loaded for you with information to help you with all of your real estate needs. We are on until 12:30, leading up to White Sox pregame. I am David Hochberg. In studio with me is Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. We have Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS radio answer man, and your tax appeal guy, Tom Chanky from Builder Supply Outlet, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, and Gary Novell, the credit guru, is back this weekend at 10:30 in his regular spot. But first, we start every show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles in Chicago? I guess we're not starting that. Okay. You blew that. We're going in. We're going. Okay. We'll start the show with that.
106 miles in Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. We're going to go around the horn. Michael Houston, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you.
You're going to be talking about one of the listeners that you helped who called into the show or called you after hearing you on the show, had hot and cold areas in her upstairs living space, was having challenges figuring it out, and it was a roofing challenge that you figured out for them.
We helped her out. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. Next to you is Stephen A. Leahy, real estate attorney.
No.
No, you're not a real estate attorney. You're a real estate tax appeal attorney. No, you're a real estate tax appeal attorney. You help.
I don't want to put Dave on.
I know. Dave Schluter just fell off his chair. Wait a minute. That's my spot.
That's David, a competition.
I don't know. It's no competition. David Schluter is the real estate attorney on the show. You do tax appeals and help our listeners with tax appeals and everything that's got
and
to
I
do with that.
And I fight the IRS, and we do bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of that today.
And I learned something driving in about bankruptcies that I did not know about that we're going to talk about during your segment. That's called a tease, everybody, in Radio Land, that I found very interesting. For everybody who doesn't know, Steve and I live close to each other, and we carpool in, and we talk about a bunch of different things. And
you gave it up last week. You told us. You told everybody where we meet.
I didn't tell which Marianos.
Okay.
There's five or six. If you want to canvas all the Marianos in the North Shore, have a nice day. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
312-664-6649. If you have questions about tax appeals, property tax appeals, go to WGNTaxman.com. I have a free report. I'll explain it all to you. So
all right,
go there.
Tom Janke is next to you, Mr. Farmhouse Sink Vanity. Are they made in America?
No.
They're not made in America.
Nope, they're an import product.
But they're the hottest style right now in the home that we're building. The designer said, look at this. And I'm like, no. And the reason I didn't like it is because they didn't have doors to put, because I guess you roll up towels and you can put it on shelves underneath.
Right.
I need everything closed. Okay, trust me.
Are you one of those homophobic people?
I'm not a phobic anything. I don't like things out.
No, he likes the cabinet.
I need the cabinet. I want it away.
It still has doors.
I don't want anything there. Okay?
It's styling, Dave.
That's why I don't want it. 312-981.
He has no style.
That's why it sounds fancy. It sounds very fancy.
Very fancy.
But it's very in right now.
It's hugely in.
All the designers are talking about it. Amy Kite was talking about last week about how that is like the hottest thing right now in design. You have a ton of them in your shop?
Yes. And they are flying off the shelf. And at some point in time, you know, we have difficult time getting them just because they're so hot. But we're well stocked and ready to go.
And the listener that called in and asked you about the door, you actually went to her home during the last time you were on. And she's hopefully going to be placing an order coming up for that door.
She actually texted me yesterday and said that they're going to proceed. It is a birthday present for her husband.
Oh, it's nice.
So Meg sent me over, but you know I don't go out that often, but it was real close to my house, and so I showed up there and showed her some pictures of what we have. So we are going to be getting her door ready and. You know, hopefully she'll get it installed in the next 2-3 weeks.
So a show of hands, how many of our hosts in studio now have actually gone to a listener's house that had a challenge? Mike Houston,
yep.
Tom Janke, Joe Hogel, David Hochberg, you need to get to a home, Stephen A. Leahy. So if you would like Stephen A. Leahy
what,
to check
wait,
out...
Wait. What would he do when he got there?
It doesn't matter. Years ago, I did do like home consultations. Years ago, but I don't really do that anymore.
Okay. That's Stephen A. Leahy.
But if you want me to come over and look at your tax return, no, I'm just kidding.
Be more than happy to. No, well, I'm just busting on Steve because that's what we do. If our listeners want to reach you, Tom, or check out your vanities, the farm...
They can give us a call at 708-343-3900. But if you want to see them, you want to see their colors, you want to see their pricing, go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Are there a lot of different colors?
There is two.
Okay.
But they're the two most popular. Now, am I going to go into my whole segment,
or is this
the teaser part?
That's the teaser part, because you're going to go 15 minutes on it, and I don't think our listeners could take
much
more than that.
Yeah, don't start right now.
It's like one of those...
You got to put them at the end of the show.
It's like one of those rock'em sock'em robots. You twist them up, and he keeps punching.
And we got an extra half hour today.
We got an extra half hour.
Yeah, we do have extra time.
We don't want to burn it up right now, though, do we?
We don't want to put people to sleep. All right, so next to you is MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Great.
So I told you a joke when I got here, and then I forgot the punchline.
Right. You want to share it? Go ahead. You're all excited about the joke. Go ahead.
All right.
Get it
out. I bought a limo. Mike Houston and I bought a limo, and it did not come with a driver. Go ahead. Say something.
I don't get it.
No, it didn't. So I bought a limo. It didn't come with a driver. I can't believe I spent all that money, and I have nothing to show for it.
Okay. Joe will be at Zany's, two-drink minimum in St. Charles.
Well, no, the point was I forgot the punchline, then I remembered the punchline.
And you should have continued to forget it. And the reason he's at
nothing to show for
Zany's in St. Charles is because it's closed. 312-981-7200.
That's true.
I know it is. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call and text line. I just want to quickly start out with a tidbit here before we hit the break. A little service tip. Do not quit your job in the middle of a loan transaction to go become self-employed. Because we have a couple right now who the woman, the borrower, made more money than her husband, decided to leave her $180,000 job and become self-employed at the end of the month. Our loan's not done yet, so the challenge is she's like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to get paid through the end of the month. We're fine. I'm like, okay, that's great, but we have to call a week before the closing to verify your employment. Mm. And we asked these two questions. Does Mrs. Jones, not her real name, work at ABC Company, not her real company? And then if they say yes, great. What is the probability of continued employment? Well, she just resigned. Mm. Okay, deal dead. So we had to restructure the loan. Okay, we kind of had a... do a little left and a right, and we got it. It's all figured out. I figured it out yesterday. But to all your kids out there, when you're going to get a mortgage, think about quitting your job after the loan funds to become self-employed in your profession, because it makes it easier on the loan professional to complete the transaction that you started with said loan professionals. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is your little lending tip of the day.
That's good.
Yeah, just... little help.
Seems like common sense, but
well,
never know.
People don't realize hey, I'm going to go and I'm making more money at my own job. Great. I need 2 years of tax returns now, and you'll have none. 312-981-7200. So don't do that, please. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to be back with Tom Janke talking about farmhouse sinks and vanities after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Note to self, don't turn the microphones on until that little segment, that 10-second return.
Well, you looked at me because you were mad at me for talking.
I know, and then I did it. 312-981-7200, it's still your fault. 312-981-7200, this portion of the show is sponsored by House 10. They actually are closing on their first home from the show, which is very exciting. A listener passed away and left the home to her son and daughter, and they don't want it, and they're getting rid of the condo. It kind of needs a little bit of TLC, so they're going to take it off of the son and daughter's hands. So that's great stuff. House 10, ComEd, Rose Pest Solutions, Janelle Iacino, Fidelity National Title, our good friend Brett Newsom, Republic Bank, and Peerless Fence. This portion is sponsored by all of those great sponsors. We're going to throw it over to Tom Janke. Why is this trend so hot right now, this farmhouse sink and farmhouse vanity? And can you quickly explain what a farmhouse sink and a farmhouse vanity is to our listeners?
A farmhouse sink can be either a fire clay sink, it can be an enamel porcelain sink, or it can be a stainless steel. And farmhouse means that it's just, it's a sink that lays into the countertop and covers over the face of the cabinet. So you actually see the face of the sink. I was at Kitchen and Bath Show earlier this year before this whole COVID thing broke out, and they actually had a convention. And I would tell you, farmhouse sinks were everywhere.
Is that the sink that comes down about 6-8 inches in front?
Yeah.
It kind of spills over?
8 to 10 inches.
Okay.
And it's, you know, you see them, go to HGTV.
Yeah.
That's the other reason. It's so popular because they put so many farmhouse sinks where a traditional sink in a granite or quartz countertop is an undermount.
Correct.
This is what you would really call a face mount. It slides in. They have to build a structure on the cabinet to be able to hold the sink up. But it really creates a very, you know, hip look to it. That was real popular in the 20s and 30s. And then, of course, it, you know, it died out, and it was drop-in sinks during the laminate age. But we went down when I was in Vegas at the show. I found a vendor that imports these vanities, and they are, it was probably the most gorgeous vanity I ever saw. And immediately I said, you know what, we got to start handling it. We carry more of their vanities than anybody in the entire Midwest. I probably have close to 100 of them in stock, and they come in a dove white, and they come in a blue, and blue is a hot color for bathrooms.
Are there different sizes, widths, and depths, and lengths, or is it just one set size for a vanity, or they come in different types for different types of bathrooms?
All your depths are the same, and it's basically like 22 inches in depth, but as far as the width, they start at, we carry a 24, a 30, a 36, a 48, and a 60. When you get to the 60, it's a dual sink.
Oh, nice.
So it has an open, more of like a slatted floor to it. So it's a furniture-looking vanity. People will either buy those little weaved baskets to put underneath it. People will roll towels underneath it. You know, there's a certain sector of people out there that don't like open shelves.
Me.
And I'm looking at one right now that doesn't like it, which I will tell you, you are in the minority.
Good, I like that.
You
like
are. That. You are, Dave.
I like being different.
You are in the minority. But
like especially doors. In your decorating choices.
I like doors.
And I'll tell you, I go around and I shop a lot of places. I see very few places that have a farmhouse vanity. You know, and it goes as well with, you know, with the kitchen, as we were saying earlier. We just brought on a line of fire clay sinks that they're about half the price of what the normal going rate is in the market. So we're starting to see an elevated amount. Now, the one thing that people can't do, and, you know, they would like to do it, but they can't do it, is they can't take one of these big deep sinks and put it into a pre-existing cabinet. Because that cabinet has to be specially built to have a face to it that's going to allow it to slide in,
Okay. Unlike
then when they have an undermount. Now, we do carry a stainless steel sink that can be used in a pre-existing cabinet. They just have to cut that false front out. But it is the whole trend today is, this has also got a Carrara marble top on it, but you know, trends today are farmhouse, and a huge trend is blue. Blue and the satin gold, as far as cabinet,
really?
Yeah, hardware and faucet satin gold is hot.
What blue? Dark blue, navy blue, light blue?
Navy blue. It's not light blue. It's when you see that in a bathroom, that really gets powerful.
What's blue though? The cabinet?
The cabinet is blue. It has a white Carrara marble top, and then the farmhouse sink itself is white. So, and then it has that satin brass or satin gold finish on the hardware. Man, does that thing pop.
Leopards jumping at you with the red light. Has that come back yet? Because that was big. I've got that in my basement.
In my new house.
Like that velvet picture?
Yeah, the velvet where you put the red light out and looks like it's leaping.
Oh, no, that's not coming back.
I thought you were talking about your leisure suit that you still have with the leopard print.
No, I look good in that. That's no question. I'm not asking about that because I know I look great in that. I was just curious as Mm-mm. No. Okay.
You know what's interesting is white is still, you know, white kitchens. Everybody's doing white kitchens. They're accenting you. They were accenting heavily with gray. Now they're accenting with blue cabinets. You know, again, it's people are HGTV junkies. And a lot of these places, when they do the HGTV, is done like down in Texas and what have you. Well, down in Texas, they have very few cabinets are installed that are finished. They're all unfinished. And Texas, they paint them inside the house after they're up.
What are you seeing, Joe, with your clients calling about these farmhouse sinks and farmhouse?
The farmhouse sinks. I'm curious. Why did you say you can't put the clay ones in?
Because they're too deep. If you look at that false front on your kitchen sink, your false front is only about 4.5-5 inches. You need about 10.5 inches. Now, as I say, that one stainless steel we have gives you that look, but it doesn't have that depth. It has the exact same depth as your false front.
So Tommy does all of our cabinets for MegaPros. And our customers, we haven't sold blue cabinets, though, have we, in the kitchen?
It's just starting.
Okay.
It's just starting, and, you know, that's something that's that's definitely a custom ordered.
So we really haven't seen that trend yet. Right. Do you know what I mean?
It is coming.
We've cut those stainless steel sinks in, but we haven't seen the blue cabinets.
Ordered. Yeah, but you've seen gray.
Oh, my God. Gray was everything forever.
Well, blue is the new gray.
Really?
And it's really starting, you know, it's like anything. And some of these trends, they're a little slower to get off the ground, but you're going to see within a year that I'm not going to say gray is going to be gone, but the blue is, and that's only an accent where people are doing a perimeter in, say, white, and they'll do an island in blue.
And you'll be thanking me for the leopard with the red light in about 24 months because
coming Dave,
back.
That's not going to happen. If that happens, we're going to be blaming you.
I love being at the forefront of what's going on.
Right, at the tip of the spear.
Of technology and fashion.
And blue. I know blue sinks.
Your show should now be about technology and fashion.
Yeah, we're going to start pivoting to that in about
50 years. Are you involved in the
50 years.
Decorating choices at your house?
Yeah. I pay for everything. 312-981-7200. I don't have anything to do with anything.
I didn't think
I just walk in. I'm like, oh, that looks good. How much does that cost? And they tell me, and I just turn numb, and I just go back and do more lawns.
I think the biggest thing is like me. I always tell people I've been married so long, I no longer have an opinion.
Yes, I have an opinion. It's my wife's. 312-981-7200. 312. It's a lot easier, guys. Take it from me. This is number two. If this
happy
doesn't
wife,
work.
Happy life.
Yeah, if this doesn't work, I'm sleeping in my car, and it's going to be real ugly. It's a lot easier just to stay in the wake. It's a lot smoother. 312-981-7200, and there's a lot of whites there. See, listen, honey, this guy knows what he's talking about. 312-981-7200, that's MegaPro's call and text line. Please text us your pictures of your kitchens, of your baths, of your roofs, of your tax bills, of anything that you want to send us pictures of. 312-981-7200, that's the phone line and the text line that MegaPros is sponsoring, and we would love to see the challenges that you are having with your home, because we're here to help you. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to pay some bills, and Gary Novell is going to come back and explain to all of us how he helped a listener increase her credit score 1 point to get into another category and save.
What's increase?
Increase.
Oh, you said increase.
Well, because I'm wearing Invisaligns and I can't talk. 312-981-7200.
You shouldn't be on the radio, though.
I know. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is the MegaPros call and text line, by the way. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to jump out to Glenview. James, how are you?
Good. Real good.
Welcome to the show, buddy. Stay tuned. Gary Novell's coming up after James's call. How can we help you, James?
I'm looking to refinance my house.
Okay. What do you
want? About $115,000.
You have one loan or two loans, James?
I've got one small construction loan and the mortgage.
Okay, so that's two loans. How much do you owe on the construction loan?
$28,000.
28 grand. So 3,143. How much is your home worth in Glenview?
Well, I would say at least 600.
That
I got three quarters of an acre, backs up to the forest Preserve.
Okay, got it. You live off of Harms Road over there in that area?
No, I live all the way west.
All the way west. Just okay. I got you. I'm in Northbrook, so I'm off at Dundee, so we're close. What are we trying to do here, James?
Well, I have one issue. See, we had a small fire in the house, and I'm dealing with the insurance company.
Okay.
And my mortgage company, and the mortgage company is not cooperating with me at all. So they're holding an escrow account from the insurance company.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad of a fire. It's about $60,000-$70,000, and we've been rebuilding it out of pocket right now.
Okay.
So the insurance company gave the check to the mortgage company who's holding it in escrow, and it's a hell of a project to try to get any money out of them to pay the subs.
How much do you need to finish the project?
Well, they're holding, it's going to be $70,000 they're going to end up holding.
Right, but how much money do you need to finish your project?
Oh, I would say 35 max.
Okay, there's a loan at First Midwest Bank. It's called an Express Home Improvement Loan. I've got a guy over there I could connect you with. They'll give you $25,000 unsecured line against your house, an unsecured loan against your not against your home, but you need to own a home to get it. It's called an Express Home Improvement Loan. They'll give you up to $25,000 to pull this off.
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds good. Okay. Now, how do I refinance the mortgage, though, because I'm at 699?
Yeah, that's horrible. We've got to get David Schluter involved. I know, I'm not making fun of you. It's a ridiculous thing.
Oh, I know it's horrible.
Right, no. Well, I just wanted to confirm that you know it's horrible. So if we got to solve this insurance challenge first, okay, and we got to get your home buttoned up second, because if we need an appraisal and we got to send it through, you're going to have a bunch of stuff going on, which we can't close until the stuff's done. So we got the cart before the horse before the cart. And we're going to help you because you're probably going to have to get a real estate attorney, Steve. What do you think to work through this insurance thing with the mortgage company? Right.
I don't know if that's a real estate attorney as much as fighting with the mortgage company is.
Right. Why are they holding the money back? I don't understand.
I would like to know that, Steve.
Why are they holding the money back?
I don't understand. I don't understand either. We've been sending them the paperwork they've asked for, and they just keep stalling.
Who's the insurance company? And I'll throw it to Joe in a second. Who's the insurance company?
I'd rather not say.
All right.
So, but they sent the check out right away. I mean, it's been sitting in there for
Joe?
Mike, you deal with insurance claims and that kind of thing. A lot of times the mortgage company has to sign off on the check.
Correct.
But they don't hold the check.
They don't check. Typically, they don't hold the check. They sign off
they
on it
sign
and send
it.
It back.
So they haven't sent you back the check yet?
No. It's How been long 60, has it been? Over 60 days.
I mean, maybe that's some kind of thing we got going with this COVID stuff.
Hey, James, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you after the show on Monday morning.
Okay.
You and I are going to get on a conference call with your lender, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on. Okay?
Cool.
Because I
appreciate that.
I'll know what questions to ask them. Being inside the bubble here, and I'll try to figure out what we have to do, steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to get you the dough so you could get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you still need that home, it's called an Express Home Improvement Loan at First Midwest Bank, and I'll connect you with my banker over there. He's a good dude, and he'll help you out, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right,
hey,
buddy.
That's cool, David.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, James, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Ashley will pick you up, and she'll tell you. Just tell her which one you like. 312-981-7200. Gary Novella, how are you?
Good, David. How are you this morning? I'm surprised you didn't offer to go over to his house and make the call for him.
Well, that...
What are you, funny, Gary?
Since we do the home service now.
Yeah, there's only one guy that could tell bad jokes during a show, and that's Joe Hogan. So I got... I received a text message from 708, Gary. Enjoy your show. Learn something new every time I listen. General mortgage questions. If you are going to be buying a home and had late pays on credit cards 2 years ago, Gary, but I've paid two consecutive years on time payments, good credit, 700 middle score, does that limit you to FHA financing only? The answer is no. You would be open up to conventional mortgages. But how long after a late payment, Gary, for our listeners out there that have a similar challenge as a 708, does your credit scores or their credit scores in general bounce back after making a late payment or a consecutive late payments on your credit cards?
Well, you know, the credit score doesn't tell you if you have good or bad credit. What it does tell you is how you handle your credit, you manage your credit, and you repay your credit. So when you have a late payment, it's going to take anywhere from 50 to 70 points off your score. So the bad news is the late payment's going to be on your credit report. But the good news is that every month that goes by, that late payment gets a month older. Every month that goes by, all of your other good credit is showing another good month of credit history. So after a couple months of that late payment, that late payment getting older, you're showing the program that you're back on track on handling and managing and repaying everything. Well, the program starts to gradually give you 1, 2, 3 points back on your credit score after about 3 or 4 months. And then every month that late payment gets older, well, it takes less and less effect off your credit score. So the older the bad stuff is, the better it is for your credit score, so to speak.
That's great information. So 708, you are not regulated to FHA loans. There's nothing wrong with FHA loans, but if you have 700 credit scores and you do not have a recent bankruptcy or a foreclosure, you're probably better off not going with an FHA loan in your situation, just based upon your text. I'll have to get more information to dive deeper, but just a general information to our listeners out there. Obviously, you fell down, hit your head, and had some economic challenges, doesn't mean it's going to be with you forever and ever and ever. As soon as you start paying on time, your credit gets stronger, and you get stronger, and you just move on, and it's like having a pimple in high school, as I like to say. And I had a lot of pimples in high school, and I've got great skin right now. Diane from Chicago, explain how you helped our listener, Diane from Chicago, jack up her credit scores 1 point in 4 days so she could qualify for a better rate.
Yeah, Diane gave me a call about 2 weeks ago, David. She's a longtime listener of the show. She originally called me about 2 years ago with some questions and some advice as to what to do with her credit. So last month she went to apply for a mortgage and was 1 point short of what she needed for the lower interest rate that she could get. And we know 1 point can make a huge difference in the interest rate that you can get on a mortgage loan. And they actually advised her to call me for help getting her that 1 point. Now she's all stressed out because she wants to be out of the in-laws' coach house as soon as possible and didn't feel like messing around with her credit right now. So I took a look at her credit report, and I realized that the quickest way to get her that point was to remove an authorized user account that she no longer needed that was just about maxed out. High debt utilization, everyone. And in 4 days, I was able to have that removed from all three bureaus, and her scores increased 14 points, so she got that low interest rate that she was looking for, and now she's moving into that new home next weekend. There is more in getting a mortgage loan than just your credit scores. However, the scores are one of the first thing lenders look at, because if your scores aren't good enough, they can't proceed or move forward with anything. We have always advised people to check their credit at least 6 months before you start looking for a loan and having your report pulled by the lender, as if there are any problems, it may take a while to correct or improve, and with multiple offers being made on homes being the norm nowadays, any issues with your credit could eliminate you, as the sellers may not be willing to wait while you correct your problems. For any questions about your credit or credit scores, call me, 630-624-9557. Remember, everything starts with credit, and if you want the absolute correct and honest answer to your questions, you have to call me. The number again is 630-624-9557.
All right,
stay
buddy.
Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks for calling in, Gary. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. What I want our listeners to understand is that it goes in 20-point blocks. So from 640 to 659, you get one rate. 660 to 679, you get another rate. 680 to 699, you get another. Once you cross over 700, it gets dramatically better, up to 719.
How about mine at 1,500?
Yeah, your 1,500 is amazing. Actually, you do have – can I say what it is?
I don't know. I feel pretty good about myself.
Okay,
but I thought it was 1,500.
Yeah, it's not. And then
you can say what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Then if you have 700 to 719 is one score. 720 to 739 is another. And anything above 740, where Joe is at, you see how I did that? Above 740, you get the best rate out there.
Almost double at 1,500.
Almost a double at 1,500. Doesn't exist. Only in Joe's head. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy. Cindy from Oswego, Steve, can't get to the IRS website because her husband doesn't have a credit card. I don't understand what that means, but hopefully you do. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Thank you to the 630 with the picture of your double floor. We're going to get to that when Joe starts answering questions later in the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Steve's rocking it out there, man. I've never seen him move like that before.
Good thing that chair's got wheels. He's rolling around.
I know. Just he's like.
Nah. It's a funny thing to be inspired by.
Yeah.
Taxes.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. That's why we have Steve. 312-981-7200.
I'm easy.
I don't know about that. 312-981. Keep that to yourself for the ride home. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to jump out to Oswego with Cindy. Cindy, how are you? Thanks for calling into the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, my question is, it's twofold, tax and I'm getting a cash out refi on my house. And the problem that has happened, this has been going on now since April. I've been trying to get a cash out refi on my house. They keep asking for more and more information, which that's fine. But now I have come to find out this past week that there is a lien against my house for my husband for some back taxes, which is fine. I know it's around $3,700, but I need to find out the penalties that are involved. I spoke with my tax guy, and he said he cannot find that out. I can go on the IRS website. That's great, and I've been on that site before to request transcripts for myself. But my husband, you know, when you go on there, it asks for, do you have a credit card, just the last four digits, or a loan, or a mortgage, or any of that. He does not. I have all of that. So my question is, how do I find out what this amount is that I just want to pay at closing, obviously?
Okay. So you're right, because they ask you for this information to verify identity, right? And so
Correct. And so
if you don't have one, it does cause a problem. But you can pick up the phone. Now, when you're getting a loan and you need the lien, you need a payoff.
Right.
So you don't, you can't just call and say how much is the number. You need it in writing. So there's a department of the IRS that provides that, the lien department, and they'll provide you with a payoff, and they'll tell you exactly what you owe. And so but again, you need that to close. So just going on and getting a transcript won't do it.
So how does she get that payoff letter?
You got to call the lien department.
Do you have a number for the lien department?
Not offhand. I mean I can get one.
Yeah.
So you call me and I'll be happy to help you. You know, if you call me at 312-664-6649, call me on Monday.
Hold on, say it faster.
Yeah, I got 312-664-6649.
You got that, Cindy?
Okay.
Call me on Monday, and I'll give you the number and again, it's at the whole department. They'll get it to you fairly quickly, and because obviously you can't close without a payoff from the IRS.
Correct.
So,
and why did they just tell you at the end that you have an IRS tax lien?
Well, let me tell you what. This has been such a long and tedious process, and I'm not going to say who the mortgage company is, but I will tell you, it has been going on. I've been trying to get this cash out refi since April.
Well, let me give you a little advice for me. You know, when I get a mortgage, I go to David Hochberg.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I get that.
That was a pit.
I can actually do better than that right now.
Okay.
We started with you on our refi a week ago.
Yep.
Not only did you tell me what I needed, but then when we couldn't get it right away, that same thing happened with the credit card with Judy trying to pull the tax returns, that kind of thing. Your guy, Jordan, I think his name is?
Yeah, Jordan Abdelak.
Was instantly right there to tell us how the next step to do it. Right? So we're done within 4 days.
Yeah, you shouldn't be screwing around with not knowing how to do it, and at least we have the resources to point you in the right direction, Cindy. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. And I appreciate you calling. She called earlier, and then we called back because, you know, during your segment.
Leave a number, and I'll call her back. Yeah. I'll call her back.
So Cindy, Stevie will call you on the way to the car, okay?
Awesome. That's great. Thank you.
You have a great day. 312-981-7200. Please pick Cindy up. And you wanted to talk about... What's your topic of the day?
There's two things I want to talk about. First, I want to talk about tax appeals because the Cook County is back with tax appeals. They're going with assessments to assess property taxes, and the time to appeal those taxes are coming up. If you live in Lyons, Maine, Orland, Cicero, or Schaumburg townships, there now's the time to file for a tax appeal. So if you want to look at, see if you could save some money on your tax appeal, and a very large percentage of people are overpaying on their taxes.
Yes.
So if you go to WGNTaxman.com, I have a report there, a free report, and I'm offering today, I have a minimal fee, $75, in order to do an investigation. But I'm doing it half price today. So $37.50, and I will look at your tax bill, and I'll tell you whether you can. I think you could save some money, and it could. You know, again, I think a large percentage of people can save money on their taxes.
Can you share those townships again quickly?
Yes, they are Lyons, Maine, Orland, Cicero, and Schaumburg townships.
And our listeners go to where?
Go to WGNTaxman.com.
And we got to take a quick break, but we have extended time today. We received a texter, sent in her tax bill, or his tax bill, from the 630. Can you address that during the show? Because the $23,000 worth of taxes, which is a lot of money, I'd like you to cover that. And I got a death threat from our producer, Sammy, who was there. He's like, we don't get out at 56:50. We're not going to be coming back after the 11 o'clock hour. So we got to be out in about 18 seconds. So we're going to go right up to 50, just drive them absolutely crazy. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. 3, 2, 1, and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, for all the contact information of everybody on the show. We got a texter here. If I lived alone, I do open shelves, but I live with three people that can't maintain organization to my standards. So
is that
so,
my wife?
No, it's not your wife. No, it's nobody related to you at all, but it sounds like your wife. That's another reason why we don't have farm stand sinks in the
Hochberg
household.
You don't like open shelves.
312-981-7200. Thank you for sharing all of your text messages here. This portion of the show is sponsored by Amy Kite, the Kite Team with Keller Williams, Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, Permaseal Basement Solutions, Mr. Roy Spencer, Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Group, Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of David Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Kelly Mickley should be having
Her child
coming up here any day now. So good luck to the Mickley family. 312-981-7200. Before we get it over to you, Mike, we have a couple of text questions that came in. 630, when's the best time to buy a new central air conditioning system? It's getting late in the season. At the end of the summer or in the winter or the beginning of the summer, I'm trying to get the best deal. So we called up Rich Dykstra, who's going to be calling in at 12 to answer that texter's question. And we received a text from 352, and I had to look it up what 352 was. It's in the Gainesville, Acala, it's in Florida. Ocala, Florida. I told you, I'm from Chicago.
You just made that up.
It's in Ocala.
No.
It's Ocala.
Used to live there.
Joliet.
Oh, you used to live.
Joliet.
Did you have a business there too, Tony?
Yeah.
Are we back to Joliet?
Yeah, we're back to Joliet. No, but down in Gainesville.
Made a boat and, business.
Ocala? Is that how you pronounce it?
Ocala.
Florida.
Ocala.
Two questions for Ray Kaplan. How do I know if a college is accredited so my son can transfer the credits he has earned to another college that he might be thinking of transferring to? And then the second part of the question, the text question, is can Ray Kaplan help me consolidate the student loans we have for our children if I live in Florida? So Ray's going to be calling in at 12:15. Dykstra at 12, Ray Kaplan at 12:15. We have extra bonus hour today due to White Sox baseball, which is coming up.
Half hour.
What did I say, hour?
Yeah.
Oh, half hour. I'm
half
sorry.
Hour.
12:30. All you White Sox, what the heck is going on? No, we have an extra half hour. We're off at 12:30. Then White Sox pregame starts at that time when we go off. We're going to throw it over to Mike Houston from Lindholm. Melanie from Chicago, longtime listener, was having temperature fluctuations and are upstairs, contacted you, and you were able to solve that challenge. What would cause heat and air fluctuations, temperature fluctuations upstairs, and how can a roofing company solve it?
It's kind of a feel-good story. It ended up being a ventilation issue in the attic. She, for 2 years, she was getting her house ready for sale. She was replacing the roof, replacing the siding, replacing the windows, you know, everything she could do. So she calls us, we go out, we start looking around, we notice that she's got lots of ventilation in her soffits, so it doesn't seem like that's a bad thing. We look up on the roof. It's a nice, long, ridge, gable roof. She got like 3-4 vents up there, which is really not enough, but it's...
What's enough for...
Depends on the size.
How big was her roof, and why wasn't that enough?
It's a mathematical thing. You're looking for a ratio of 300 square inches of, or 300 to 1, 1 square foot of net free airspace for every 300 square feet of attic floor. So it's a mathematical thing. So we look up on the roof and it didn't appear that there was enough. So we go into the attic and we look around and we notice that the insulation was blocking all the intakes.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge. So we had to take the insulation, pull the insulation back, open up the intakes, make sure that they were free and clear for air to pass through. We put styrofoam baffles in, and then we looked up at the ventilation that was on the roof. We installed a ridge vent going all the way across, a baffled ridge vent, which really helps pull the air out using the Bernoulli effect, if y'all know what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
The Bernoulli
sounds like
effect.
a delicious sandwich.
It's the concept by which airplanes lift off the ground. So as air or wind passes over the ridge vent, the baffles deflect the wind up, and it pulls. It actually ends up helping pull the air out of the attic. With the open soffit vents and the baffled ridge vent working well, the whole upstairs was cooled off by 10 to 15 degrees in the next 90, 95 sunny degree day. It was a feel-good story. She had...
Because you would technically have just dead air up there, and it wouldn't be circulating, and it would be causing... Do you see a lot of that, Joe?
Well, Mike, you know more about it than I thought you knew about it. The ventilation problems are rampant.
Yep. Right? The heat... When I went up into the attic, it was, I don't know, 140 degrees on a 95 degree day. I mean, it was hot. I didn't have a thermometer with me, but it was hot. And that heat from the attic was actually coming down through the ceiling in the second floor, and her air conditioner could never catch up. She had actually had a showing a couple days ago or prior, and the people were in there, and they're upstairs, and, oh, man, we don't want this. It's just hot.
But nice job figuring it out. Would you like to have that job of pulling that insulation back in that attic?
No.
You got to pay that guy more money. However much you're paying him to do that, it's not enough, I'm telling
you. It was a pretty wide open attic, but you're right. On some of those attics where you have to crawl on your belly.
In the insulation, David.
In a zoot suit?
I do that all the time. I crawl on my belly in a zoot suit.
Not in insulation.
Well, just not in insulation.
But peanut butter or Vaseline, whatever you do.
It was a real feel-good story.
Okay.
She had actually had a lot of ice damming in the previous two winters, not as much this past winter, but the one prior. So that remains to be seen how the ice damming...
But you might have helped her in that regard as
language.
Might have helped her in that as well.
And you helped her sell her house.
Helped her sell her house. It's not sold yet, but... It made a big difference. She called us 3 days after we did the work, and she told us that the upstairs was 10 to 15 degrees cooler.
Nice.
And it was just a simple inspection.
Simple inspection.
And if our listeners would like to get there, if they're having a similar challenge, and it seems like a lot of these homes are built from what our conversations have been off the air, they don't have the proper type of venting up there, and there have a lot of our listeners are having these challenges, and they have no clue what to do.
Yeah, and we can be reached at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. You can send us your text messages. We're going to get to all your text messages. Please continue to send your pictures. We received a tax bill from one of our listeners with a $40,000 tax bill. Holy smokes, we're going to have answers to that. But the On Deck segment is coming up. We have Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window, Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration, Jill Van Riet from Barrett & Warner. All three of those experts will be in next weekend. We're going to do a little tease of what they're going to be talking about coming up after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. This portion of the show is sponsored by Donna Sattler, Southwest Suburban and Southern Lake County Realtor for the show, Lindemann Chimney, Michael Bodart, our good friend Michael Bodart, Jimmy Towns of Allstate Insurance. I tried getting Jimmy to call in, but he's out of state in a horrible cell zone to answer that insurance question for our previous listener in Glenview. MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvements, Garage Door Group, our good friend Will Santiago, Gary Novell from the Credit Guru, JC Restoration, Corey Ambrose, we'll be hearing from him momentarily, and this gentleman we have on right now, Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window. How are you, Justin?
I am wonderful, David. Thank you.
No, thank you, buddy. You're going to be in next weekend, and you got a call from one of our listeners by the name of Linda from Glen Ellen. Moved in recently into a new home that was built in 65 with double-hung wood windows. What's the challenge that you helped that listener overcome?
Well, Linda was asking a really common question that we get every day. What is the best material for windows when you need to replace them? And that was her question, and really there are three main types of windows for replacement today: vinyl, wood, and wood clad and fiberglass windows. So really, depending on your needs, what colors, what type of decoration you want to do, it really depends on what your needs are.
And you offer all three replacement options, right?
We do offer all three, and generally after looking at the home and the colors and determining the problems you're having with the windows now, we can help walk through the different options and figure out which one is best.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to having you in the studio. Your first time in. First time we had you on. We had to do it over the phone due to the COVID lockdown, so I'm looking forward to meeting you next weekend, buddy.
Thanks, David.
All right, have a great weekend, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Out to our second expert who's going to be in next weekend. That is JC Restoration, Corey Ambrose. Happy Team Hochberg refinance client. Saving a little bit of money. Got him out of PMI. How's that feeling, Corey? Was that feel nice?
Well, I haven't made my first mortgage payment yet, but we're excited about it.
Yep.
So my new mortgage. Thank you for your help.
No problem, buddy. So I'm talking to Corey about something else. I'm like, hey, bud, I think send me your mortgage statement. He was in my house doing an inspection for the people that bought my home to let them know I didn't have mold. And, like anything else, hey, what do you got? He's like, what do I got what? I'm like, what do you got in your mortgage? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what's your rate? He's like, I don't know. He calls his wife. Yeah, we got this. We're paying PMI. Not anymore. 312-981-7200.
But you say that instead of hi to everybody.
Yeah, that's my opening line.
Instead of hi, it's like, what do you got?
What do you got? What do you mean? How much you owe? You have one loan, two? How's your credit? And what's your value? That's what people expect. I don't want to disappoint people, Joe. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. WGN listener contacted your company because his business was being vandalized and destroyed by fire due to the recent events in the past 6 weeks. Does JC Restoration do that sort of board-up work?
Yeah, this is actually for a fire. His businesses were vandalized and then set on fire. So now we're looking at this as a fire restoration scope. Terrible situation for this business owner. But next week, I want to talk about, hey, what do you do when you have a fire? How do you contact JC Restoration? What are the first steps of the insurance carrier? And how do you scope the demo? How do you get a structure cleaned? Those are some of the things I want to review on next week's show.
And we had a caller from, I think, Jason or somebody from Glenview, a gentleman from Glenview. I don't recall his name right now, who had a fire, $60,000, $70,000 worth of damage. And he said, yeah, I mean, you're a great guy to ask this question. He said that the mortgage company was holding the insurance check. Have you ever, is that normal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, that's normal. If you've got a note on the property, the mortgage companies, you know, they've got some interest in how that money's being spent. Now, they're usually quite easy to work with. Usually, they don't hold the money for a few days. They just want to see some receipts as a release fund. It's a pretty simple process that we're accustomed to, but yes, that is normal.
All right. Maybe it's bigger checks than you and I see, Mike.
Yeah, this guy had $60,000, and he said that he's been trying to get the money out of the mortgage company for 60 days. So I'm gonna help him on Monday.
There's a way to expedite that, but okay. Yeah.
All right, if I need help, can I tap into your expertise on that to help our listener out?
It would be our pleasure, absolutely.
Okay, buddy, I'll give you a call on Monday if I need you. You have a great weekend. Looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, have a great weekend, buddy. Send my best to your beautiful bride. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Jill Van Riet from Barrett and Warner received a call from Linda from Glen Ellen, who listens to the show, recently moved. She built a home. No, that was Justin. I'm reading the wrong one. The importance of meeting a realtor before you do home improvements. We talk about this on the show all the time, Jill. Especially if you plan on listing your home, you don't want to go overboard and do projects that you're not going to get the money out of. How important and how are those consultations going now in this hot market that we're experiencing?
Well, they're really important, and people are wanting to jump in right now because they know that there's not a lot of homes on the market still and that buyers are out and about because of the low interest rates. So people are getting anxious to get on the market and get in on that action. But it's really, really important, obviously, to prepare your home the right way. And if you have some time, then it's ideal to sit down with a realtor and make sure you plan your renovations properly and do the things that are actually going to attract buyers and not waste your money and your budget on stuff that's not going to have an impact on the buying public. So I always recommend people sit down before they do anything so that they can make those choices that are really appealing to buyers these days. And not, you know, waste their money on stuff that isn't working.
And you're going to dive deeper into this next weekend.
Yes, I am.
All right, my friend, we'll see you in 7 days. You have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for calling in. 312-981-7200. Jim out in Palos. How are you? Are you Palos Hills, Palos Heights, Palos? How many Palos?
Palos Heights.
Palos Heights. How many Paloses are there? Palos,
two.
Palos Hills, Palos Heights.
Park Hills and Heights.
All right. So how can we help you, Jim, in Palos?
With all the forbearance going on, and people got 30 to 90 days, and then they get another 90, and if with unemployment so high, do you expect after the first of the year a lot of foreclosures and or auctions of properties that are foreclosed from the bank?
Stephen?
I've talked a lot about this because if this was in 2008, I'd say, yeah, we're going to have a lot of foreclosures. But mortgage companies are really working with people now. And so when they give you a 60-day, you said 3 months of forbearance and then another 3 months of forbearance, I don't think they're going to expect you to pay it. You're not going to have all that lump sum. So they're doing a lot of repayment plans and loan modifications. And they're out. So before, and I get people calling me now that are afraid that they're going to go into foreclosure. They want to file a Chapter 13 or something like that. And sometimes that makes sense. But first, you want to try to get a loan modification, and they're going to be out there.
Right. And what I'm recommending to our listeners is call up your – I got ahead of this, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I saw this happening in March. I invested a lot of my on-air inventory stock to promote forbearance, which is contact your servicer. Ask for a forbearance. It's a deferred mortgage payment. And everybody's like, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Listen, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a deferred mortgage payment, which means you're going to be able to redirect that money into someplace else that you need it, maybe into a safety account. And then you're not going to get any penalty on your credit report. There's not going to be any late fees. And you're going to be able to just weather this storm. That's what I think you should do, and you have to call back, unfortunately, every 90 days to request an extension. Steve?
Yeah, and again, that's where you, and I always tell people, you have to focus your resources on what's the most important thing. And if they're giving you the 90 days, take it, okay? And then use that money for what you really need.
Right.
And when it comes time to do a loan modification, and I think that's good advice, David, is to keep in contact with them. Although I got to tell you that I get calls from, you know, that they're offering them without any, you know, you don't have to call and even ask. Yeah. They're putting them out there. They know you're behind.
Right.
Right. And so they're putting these offers out there and sending, you know, all the time. And so I'm impressed with the way that mortgage companies are working with people. Again, I don't think it's always because they're trying to be nice, because they see it their own advantage.
They don't want
they
the
know
inventory.
In 2008, yes. It was a mess. And it wasn't good for them, and it wasn't good for the homeowner, and right. It wasn't good for anybody.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you this, Jimmy. Are you having challenges, or are your neighbors having challenges?
No. My home is all paid for. I own a couple of condos. I'm thinking of moving out of my house and buying a condo. But I've noticed home values here have dropped. Somebody paid over $300,000 for a house, two houses from me. When he sold it, he got
$250,000. Yeah.
And the same thing is happening. Houses that should be in high twos are going for the low twos.
And a lot of that has to do with real estate taxes as well, Jim.
I agree with that.
But Jimmy, you hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor organic cleaning product.
Ashley, no, you did send me one sign before. Thank you, though. Right. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to send you a hug virtually, okay, over the a proper, not weird hug, okay, for being a loyal listener and for supporting the show and calling in, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
He didn't sound
he
really.
He didn't sound like he wanted
no, it was right, like, no, well, I don't know. What
really
can I say now?
I'll
he's going to do it anyway.
I'll give you the hug, Joe. I'll give you Jimmy's hug. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We are loaded with text messages. We are on for another hour. We're going to lead up to White Sox pregame at 12:30. So we are on to 12:30. Then White Sox baseball right after. We're going to take a quick break. If you got any questions or want to send in pictures of your home improvement project, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call and text line. We'll be back after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text message, Stephen A. Leahy, 630. Are you able to do property tax reduction in Aurora, DuPage County?
The answer is we can appeal it.
Okay.
So the answer is yes. I don't know if I can reduce their taxes, but we can find out.
Is there any county or area in the state of Illinois that you cannot help somebody help try to reduce their real estate
generally
taxes?
I help people in the collar counties and Cook County. I guess I could do it anywhere, but I don't do it, generally do it
so
outside.
So let's say I-80 to the south would be good. I-80 north up to Chicago.
Yes.
That would be good. So there
up
you
to,
go.
Up to the border.
Up to the lake. Up to that big
from the lake to the border,
that big body of water. So yes, 630. I would say I-80 to the west or to the south would be your cutoff, and then everything.
Because I'm not really familiar with those other markets.
Got it.
And I respect that. That's good that you think.
We have a bid from Lindholm Roofing, 630. Do they also do insulation in the attic as well as the roof, Michael?
We do.
Okay.
All you have to do is ask for an estimate, and we'll come out and take a look.
219, thank you for that answer. 219, which would be the better flooring for a 12x12 fourth floor over a kitchen sunroom with plants? Wow, talking about specific here. Which has all-day direct sun, ceramic tile or vinyl tile. It has greenhouse-style windows, Tommy.
Yep.
So color fastness is important, as well as being waterproof, and the weight is an issue because it's on the fourth floor.
Right. Well, obviously your vinyl floor is going to weigh a lot less than what a ceramic floor is going to be. The other thing, you deal with grout, where with a vinyl you have no grout. It's a click lock floor. The other thing too is from a cost factor, your cost of putting down a ceramic floor in lieu of, or against putting in a vinyl. It's a lot less expensive to do in vinyl, and a lot of people can do it themselves.
It's faster as well.
Oh, absolutely. You can literally put that floor down in about 2-3 hours, you know, if you're somewhat handy, you know, or call Joe at Megapro. They can put it down. Now, the one thing is the finish on a lot of the vinyl floor, it's got an aluminum oxide finish to it. So don't worry about that with it being in direct sunlight and having any fading issues.
Not an issue.
Not an issue. If it were me, I would put in vinyl in a heartbeat over ceramic.
And the cost comparing ceramic to tile?
Oh, you'll be half the cost. I mean, it isn't, you know, the cost of ceramic tile. You can find ceramic tile.
The install is expensive.
Yeah, your ceramic, you could probably be into $4 or $5 a square foot. Easy. Just in the install. So you could buy a 39-cent tile, but you still got $4 or $5. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys are putting down aluminum, or not the aluminum oxide, but the vinyl flooring, you know, for a couple dollars, you know, $2-$2.50 a square foot.
Yeah, the difference
people can do it themselves.
Giant,
yeah, it's huge.
Text message from Ray. Stephen Leahy is the best. Ray Kaplan calling in at 12:15. Don't know what that's all about, but she thinks you're the best. Just throw.
Let me tell you this. I think Ray Kaplan's the best.
Okay, great.
Aww,
okay.
No, this is nice.
Wow. That's called reciprocating love from attorneys. 312-981.
Attorney love.
Attorney love. Dan out in Marseille. Like
I think it's Leahy, not love. That's just it.
Okay. All right. Let's turn his mic off. Dan in Marseille, how can we help you?
How's it going? I just kind of explained the situation. I was into the girl on the phone, so I have to do it again to you. We've been at this house. We bought it in December 2007, and I paid $79.9 for it when I bought it.
Okay.
And then it was worth $85, and then it's been going up and down, you know, kind of not really, just kind of steady, not really hiking up. But I was hearing that people downtown were wanting to move out this way a lot of times, so I was kind of wanting to get information from you about it. And I've been paying a 6.5% interest on this house for 12 years. So I'm really dying to know if I could do something about that. And the situation is, I'm only about a year and a half from retirement.
Okay.
And my fiance, she works for the post office, and she's only 48 years old. And I was wondering if we could switch roles on it and have her be the, you know, we've been together for 20 years. I know that's ridiculous to say fiance after that long, but we only actually got engaged 3 years ago.
No, you're doing it right. Actually, that's perfect.
She lives with me all this time and been paying this house with me the whole time.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any problem with that part of it. But I didn't want to know. Here's a couple things. She has school loans still, which they stopped taking right at the particular time, which ain't really that much, but because she makes pretty good money over there. But I didn't know if that is a bearing on them giving you the loan or not. And my work situation has changed. I was a mover for Beacons for 25 years. Okay. So that's really how I got the original house loan on that with U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
And then now I'm 12 years in, okay, still paying the 6.5, and keep hearing everybody 2.75 and all stuff. I'm like, I have got to make a call.
Yeah.
But today's my call.
Okay, so are you calling to help us sell your home in Marseilles for all the people that are moving out of Chicago?
I was going
to
ask you some questions about that, too, because we've done stuff that we painted almost every room in the house.
Okay.
I put a new vanity in the bathroom. The bathtub is an issue. I don't know. I was going to call one of them bath bitter.
No. Like, I got a guy, Miracle Method. It's a new expert on the show, Miracle Method. They'll redo your bathroom for pennies on the dollar. Joe's seen their work. It's unbelievable. So,
and I've already done the vanity. I just put a brand, because I work for them, and we got the guy out in Broadview who sells all the cabinets and stuff, and they left a bunch of stuff in our warehouse, so he just said we could take it for free. So I got a brand new vanity with them slow closing doors and stuff, and brand
the
new
guy
top on it. So that
you?
Part is new. And you know, it's an older bathroom because it's an older house. This house says 59 and 74 were the years that were on here, and I'm not sure which one it was built or they bought the land.
Okay,
but the new 74 is what I think it was probably built.
Okay,
so it's pretty about 50s, whatever years old.
Right, wait,
so
let's get back to. Yeah. I think you stole one of Tommy's cabinets.
I think you stole one of Tommy's Shaker cabinet made in America.
Was that a Sunday pickup?
Yeah, it looks great.
It's halfway between Peru and Morris. I'm about halfway in between.
I know where you're at.
I'm actually 8 miles from Ottawa. Oh, I don't know if you knew. Exactly.
No, I dated a girl out there. I dated a girl, and I had fraternity brothers that grew up in Princeton and used to eat chicken at Rips. Right?
I've only been here 12 years, so I don't know all the places to eat. Actually, I'm kind of tired of the ones they got around here because they ain't got that much. But you know, if you go a little bit east of here, you can find better food places. You know?
All right, let's focus on your house. Okay, so how much do you owe on your mortgage? How much do you owe?
It's either 53 or 56 that's left to pay on there. So okay. I'm not really sure exactly which one. I ain't got it right in front of me, but that's probably the only thing I wasn't ready with. But
how's your credit?
Pretty much. It was good until that I had a credit card that went down in 2008 because they tried to quadruple my bill. I was paying it all the time, but then they tried to do that after all that stuff happened.
Okay.
And so I just let it die, and it's been 10 years, and I haven't really heard nothing about it.
All right.
So that's on my bill. That's another reason for me not to be on there, to be as the main one anymore. And she only has the school loans, and all the credit cards are in her name now, and that, you know, all the house bills and stuff, we put them all in her name. So,
okay.
So it's says. You know, so that's where I'm sitting right now.
All right, here's what we're going to do. That's a great, and you did that all without taking a breath, which is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Radio show.
I know you're on the phone with a line. I'm like, you're like, was this guy ever going to shut up?
Who, me? All right, there you go.
Me.
You.
No. Because I hear that often.
No. We. I can't imagine that. All right.
I can joke about it at this point.
I know. And you're amazing because you do deep. You do scuba diving without a tank, which is unbelievable. So here's what we're gonna do. Should you be out of that loan? Yes. Can we help you get into a better loan with your much younger girlfriend? High five yourself there, by the way. And 60 and 48. Well done. Steve's like, how do you do that?
Hey, she actually found me.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. So
that's how it happened.
I'm sure.
I was 3 years divorced, or actually 3 years separated. She found me, so I can't take the credit. You know, I was working like down the street. Yeah. She was friends with somebody I work with, and I said, she got her eye on you, and I just went for it, man. That was it.
I don't know how,
the mover legs that are no good anymore. They were good then, but now they're not so good anymore.
Okay. Well, you must have some other talents, but we can't talk about that on the air. I'm gonna take you're the caller of the show.
I think he's speechless.
I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna put you on.
I was a bartender for 13 years, so I'm gonna help my talking ability.
You probably have some stories about that too, though, I bet.
Dave, you're gonna have to catch up here.
All right. I'm gonna put you on hold. Stop talking. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Oh, so you have hardwood floors down there, buddy?
I have it.
It's a simple yes or no. It's a simple yes or no.
The rest of the house is 1959 tile.
Hey, send him tile cleaner.
I'm going to send you a tile cleaner.
Tile cleaner.
I'm going to call you after the show. We have about 45-minute ride home, which should be perfect. 312. Oh, I just dropped him. Oh, can you call him back? I accidentally, instead of putting him on hold, I accidentally dropped him. If you could call him back, that would be great.
I think his phone started on fire.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best calls in the 15 years I've been doing the radio show ever. 312-981-7200. It's America Pros. Call the text line. God. We're going to get to more text questions after these messages. Serving USA. We'll all be planning out a
route. We're going to take real soon. Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. This portion of the show is sponsored by Robert R. Andreas and Son. If you have any concrete challenges, they are the company to call. Jill Van Reed, Baron Warner, Stephen A. Leahy, Opum Tax Resolutions, and Dykstra Home Services, Heating and Air Conditioning. Rich will be calling in at noon to talk about to answer the 630 texture question, when is the best time to buy a new central AC system?
Now.
At the end of the summer, or in the winter, or the beginning of the summer?
Right now.
Well,
what Mr. Dykstra's going to tell you.
Turn it off, please.
Yeah, turn it off, please. Cindy and Elgin's on the show. Turn it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it off, Cindy. Turn it off.
As my granddaughter.
What's her name?
Harley. She's four.
Oh, beautiful.
Harley.
How many grandkids do you have, Cindy?
Two.
One
in Alaska. My grandson's in Alaska.
My gosh.
And Fairbanks. It's beautiful there. He's 12. And then I have Harley.
That's great. So, Steve, we have to help Cindy and Elgin afford a plane ticket to Fairbanks, Alaska. You need to help her reduce her real estate taxes in Kane County. How can we help you, Cindy?
Well, speaking about my granddaughter, we found out that we can't freeze real estate taxes because my daughter and her daughter live with us. So I just heard you talk about appealing taxes. Would that be a good idea?
What is with that? I've never heard that. So how old
if
are you, Cindy?
Oh, yeah. They're probably on the deed.
Are they
not
the...
because they live with you, but because they're probably on the deed.
Are they on the deed of the house?
Oh, no, they are not on the deed. But we went to apply, and my husband applied, and the answer came back that, no, because we don't claim her on our taxes, but they said there's too much income in our house.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
Oh, boy.
Are you over?
I'm a senior. I'm a grandma.
Okay.
Over 60.
Okay, so she's over, and your husband's over 60?
Oh, yeah.
How
old? We're 66 and 68. My daughter's 30.
Over 65. If they're it depends what exemption you're looking for, and they're looking at household income, and that's what they're talking about. So they're looking at household, and if they're living with you, then the household income. Mm-hmm. But that's a different exemption, not the senior exemption, because you can get a senior exemption because you own the home and you're over 65. So you can get a senior exemption.
Wow.
Okay, so I just want to tell people that if you have these kind of questions of how taxes work, how property taxes work, I have a free report out there. It's at WGNTaxMan.com. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And it just explains property taxes, how they're calculated. And it's very complicated, and that's why you can't just say it on the radio. First, people don't want to spend that time, but it's because it's complicated. But there's a free report. And it'll explain it all to you, how that works, how exemptions work, all that's in that report. Deal with your property taxes today.
We're going to put you on hold and send you a Mr.
No. Can I ask one more question, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You have no control over your show.
I won't make you laugh like other callers have, though.
That's all right.
I don't know. I got a pretty good chuckle.
Go ahead.
So we are in the process of remodeling our house to sell because we want to downsize.
Yep.
And we just refinanced so we could get rid of some bills. We only had a $66,000 mortgage. We got a good rate. That is good. But the question is, with our remodeling, first off, would the vinyl flooring be okay in the house throughout the house, or is wooden floor still the thing?
Tommy?
Oh, I'll tell you, vinyl floors, they are using it in the entire house. It started out being used in the basement. Now people are putting it in kitchens, bedrooms. I mean, it's a very hot product.
Oh, it is. And I heard that gray is the color, so we didn't know if we should do. We're doing gray walls. We didn't know about the flooring.
Where in Elgin are you? It's Elgin.
Randall Road.
Okay.
Yeah. I live right in the town next to you. So I would tell you one thing. We have got
some incredible... Why don't you stop by over by Cindy's?
And bring some samples.
No, bring samples.
I'm not kidding, Tom.
Yeah.
Why, do you
push your tea
laughing?
Time back and roll out there to Cindy's
That's
home.
That's what he's worried about. That'd I don't know if I can make it there because I have to go golfing.
I know. It's okay.
Understand?
But here, Cindy.
There's important things in life.
In all seriousness, Cindy, we're going to hook you up with Jill Van Riet, the realtor that services your area, and she's going to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, and she
wanted a reliable realtor that can come in and say, okay, well, my husband's a home inspector, so he can, he knows the functioning. But
yeah,
he knows what he's doing.
We're doing that,
okay.
Yeah. But as far as the decorating,
all right, we're going to get you in touch with Jill Van Riet. Sammy's giving me the evil eye because I have to get out in like literally 15 seconds. So
okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Hang on. Ashley's going to pick you up. She's a sweetheart. Yeah. Ashley's going to pick you up and tell her what type of Mr. Floor eco-friendly cleaning product you want. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. We're going to be right back.
Chicago, we got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
Thank you, Ernie.
No, that was good.
That was good. Ernie just
really
put that
good.
Together.
I'm serious. That's better than your
Ernie
other
came in, who's the head production guy here. And he said, "You're opening."
No, wait! Look how happy he is.
Your opening stinks, and I'm going to fix it. So I'm like, "Okay, so fix it."
That is awesome.
Nice job, Ernie. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. White Sox baseball coming up at 12:30 pregame with Mark Carmen. He will be taking you into White Sox baseball at 1 o'clock. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call and text line. Rich Dykstra is on line 7. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing okay. But I got to tell you, I feel out of place, David.
Well, because
he's not at the end.
He's not at the end.
I'm not at the end. This is what it feels like to be number one. I love it.
Well, you're actually like, yeah, yeah. Let's not push it because I still have the dump button. All right? 312-981-7200. 630, a texter from 630. Texted in, when is the best time to buy a new central AC system? What they wanted to know, at the end of the summer? Is it right now? Is it in the winter, the beginning of the summer? So we're like, I'm going to get Rich Dykstra on the phone and ask him personally because he would know best. When is the best time, in your professional opinion, somebody who's been in the business since birth, for a listener to buy a new system, Rich Dykstra Sr.?
Joe was right. Now.
I can hang out with Mr. Dykstra anytime, you know what I'm saying?
Now we've got, actually, this August and September are probably the best 2 months to buy. Reason being is we've got to clear the warehouse. I've got furnaces coming in, and at the end of September, right now I've got 47 air conditioners in the warehouse. I counted them myself, that I've got to move out.
Okay.
And so what we're doing for Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners, if any of them have an open contract with us where we've quoted them and they haven't decided to go yet, we'll discount those as well.
All right. And how do our listeners get a hold of you, buddy?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right. You have a great weekend, brother. Thanks for taking the time out and answering our text or question.
Well, plus he made sense out of it, the reason, too.
Yeah. No, well, right. He's got to clean
I
out.
Mr. Dykstra.
He's a good dude. He busts his chops. He busts my chops. He can't help himself. But I enjoy it. And that's what we do. We have fun. And if you're a 6-year-old woman calling in with a 48-year-old man, I'll give you a high five and say, add a girl, just like I did.
Add a girl.
Add a boy with my friend out in Marseilles. A lot of people, I think we had somebody that wasn't happy with that. So life is too short. 708, I had my roof done by Lindholm Roofing, and I love it. Tom was the project manager. He was thorough and informative. I put the Invisaligns back in. I'm sorry. He was
did
thorough.
You really?
I
Why?
Did. I don't
You're
remember.
Not off the air.
Because we had a 10-minute break, and I'm supposed to wear them 21 hours. He was thorough and informative. We'll keep recommending Lindholm. So there you go.
Thank you.
And we have a text message with a picture of somebody with a new chimney. Thank you for sending him your chimney, Alan. That's great. Brand new chimney from Lindemann. Chimney built from the roof up. Beautiful work. All done in one day. Thank you, Lindemann Chimney. So that's great. Thank you to all of our listeners for taking care of our experts on the show. Stephen A. Leahy. You guys look alike, except Tom has hair. 815, in a small gated subdivision in southwest Chicago suburb of Will County. This is one of the lowest tax bills. They sent a picture of the tax bills, $23,078.48, which is a little nuts. They go up almost to $40,000, Stephen A. Leahy. Wow. We have tried approaching the tax assessor collectively, appealed individually with the state, and hired attorneys. What can we do? Homes in our subdivision cannot sell because of the taxes. Assessor's biggest comeback is that there are no comps close by our area to base a value off of. What do you recommend for this group that's listening right now, because they said they're all together listening in the subdivision of Will County?
Get home appraisals. They're going to have comps, because the comps are based on what was sold, and that tells them what the value of the home is. And so if there aren't any comps, the best comp is your own home. And so if you get an appraisal done, it'll tell you what the value of your home is, and that's great evidence to go in and say, I'm overtaxed.
Right. And so if you need, and that's the only way to get it done.
So, they don't want to lower your taxes, right?
Of course not.
That's why you have to appeal.
Mm-hmm. And this is a perfect example of what I've been saying on the radio for years, and that the people down at the county level and down in Springfield, get your heads out of your rear ends and realize you can only get so much money out of Illinois homeowners. You need to consolidate resources. You need to consolidate townships. You need to consolidate government entities, and you need to reduce these taxes because you're driving people out of the state and you are crushing real estate values. We have an entire subdivision in Will County in a gated community that is losing hundreds of thousands of dollars of value because you can't control your spending. 312-981-7200. Ray Kaplan coming up. Text message from 352, which we found out was in Gainesville and Ocala.
Who cares?
Who cares? Okay, it's down in Florida.
Ocala.
Two questions that we're going to pose to Ray after these messages. 312-981-7200. You are listening to the Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We like to have fun. We don't like to offend. I apologize if you don't get the humor, but we're going to continue on. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
If it's not WGN. Fun, we're not going to.
Go to WGNDavid.com. Home equity loan. We're going to get to that hopefully. Let's clean up Bernoulli. What is the proper?
Okay,
we got a bunch of text messages.
I pronounced it Bernoulli.
And it's Bernoulli.
Bernoulli. Joe, who happens to be a helicopter pilot, made me aware of that, but it is the Bernoulli effect.
All right, we're going to.
Which you nailed. You nailed the whole
concept,
dynamics of it.
Tommy, we got a text message, wanted to know if your mother was.
Sally. No, that is not. I did not have a mother named Sally.
Are you sure, Tom?
However, I did go to an Indian Plains school back in 1973. I think it was, I was in eighth grade.
But your mom's not named Sally.
But my mom is not named Sally.
Okay, that's great. We have a question here from Ray Kaplan. Ray, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Great. It's Steve. I just want to make sure a half hour later, 45 minutes later, do you still think Stephen A. Leahy is awesome?
I do think he's awesome. Okay. So we practice in the same field, and I know that he knows exactly what he's talking about, especially when it comes relates to taxes.
Okay. We just want to get clarification.
That's a real compliment.
I know. I just want to make sure that she was going to stick by it, and maybe she didn't get you mixed up with somebody else.
I'm blushing.
Okay. We got a text message here from 352, which we found out is in Ocala in Gainesville, Florida. Question number one. How does this texter would like to know, how do I know if the college is accredited so my son can transfer the credits he has earned to another college he's thinking of transferring to? And then two, can you help this listener who's listening in Florida or has a Florida phone number, I guess, in the 352. Can you help? No, she does. He or she does live in Florida, because the question is, can Ray help me consolidate my student loans if I live in Florida? So, Ray Kaplan.
So I'll answer the second question first. The second question, whether I can help somebody living in Florida, and the answer is yes, I can. If you have federal student loans, it's all based on a federal law, so we can definitely help, and we can even do the consultation remotely and over the phone, so that's not a problem. Her first question is a very good question. It's very important that when kids are looking at schools, especially if they're going to do an online program, that they check to see that the school is properly accredited. Now, it gets a little bit complicated because in the United States, accrediting schools is not done by the government. It's done by six primary regional accrediting agencies that are recognized by the U.S. Department of Education or the Council for Higher Education. So if you go on the school's website, you should be able to search accreditation. And if the school is not playing games and they're properly accredited, it will pop right up. It won't be difficult to find. And for example, I did a search on University of Phoenix, you know, that online university.
Sure.
And right away it came up that they are accredited by the Higher Learning Commission, which is one of the regional accrediting commissions recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. So that's one thing. So usually on the school's website. The other thing is that if you're going to a community college or an online college, and let's say you want to maybe build up your GPA and transfer those credits to a different university, check with that school first, the one that you want to transfer, and ask them, hey, do you guys accept credits from this school? Do you know this school? Or if you're looking to go to a school and then become a police officer in your state or in your area, call that police officer, the police station, and speak to somebody in human resources and make sure that they accept students who have degrees from those particular schools. Because we do have quite a few people who call us who have gone to schools where basically they find out the degree is not worth anything because it wasn't properly accredited. So that's a big problem, because you might have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in student loans for a worthless degree. So we want to avoid that at all costs.
And if our listeners have any questions about any student loan or anything planning for college, what is the best number that they could reach you?
Sure. My office is 312-294-8989.
You want to say something nice to Ray on the air since she's called you awesome?
Well, I've already called Ray awesome, and I think she's the greatest.
Okay.
That's true.
All right, there's lawyer love. All right, Ray.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
You have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. You too. Okay, bye, guys.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gary in Westmont, you have a vinyl floor question for the garage.
Right. Well, I converted it into an in-law apartment, but when they tore the old cement out, they put a new one in, but its course is not level. You know, it's just like, you know, it's bad news. And I just wondered, does vinyl flooring, would it go over it, or do you have to put something on top of the cement before you put the vinyl flooring down? I mean, it's not even close to being smooth.
I guess the question is, how bad is it, right, Tom?
Yeah, I guess, you know, obviously vinyl floor has a degree of flexibility to it. A lot of the vinyl either has a cork backing or it has a rubber backing. You just have to see how bad that floor undulates, just because there's so much give.
Can you say that word again? Undulate. I like that
undulate.
Word.
Undulate.
Yeah.
He learned it at a strip joint.
Did you pronounce it correctly?
Could you send us a...
No, I know it.
Could you send...
You're going to get us thrown off the air. 312-981-7200.
Undulate.
Right. Okay, right. Stop. 312-981-7200.
Can we send a picture on this?
Yeah. Gary, can you shoot a picture over to 312-981-7200 so we can check it out, and they'll get back to you after the show?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Last call of the show. Harry in Grays Lake, how can we help you?
Hi there. We live in a modular home.
Okay.
Which is a manufactured thing that's put together in sections. And we don't own the land.
Ooh.
But now we want to try and get a home equity loan.
Yeah.
Where do we even go for that?
I'm going to give you a phone number of Sherry Jenna. If she can't do that, they might have a consumer loan for that product, okay, for that type of home, right? If you don't own the land, it's a little difficult to put a mortgage against it. But I'm gonna give you her number right now. Are you ready, Harry?
Hold on a second.
All right, don't worry. We only got 57, 56, 55, 54
seconds.
Is that hard? I say impossible if you don't own the land to get a mortgage.
Well, yeah, it's very impossible.
Here, Dave, while we're holding on, could we remind the people that we will call them on these texts? We've got a ton of them we're not going to get to, right?
Right, but every text caller, every texter will be returned, get a return phone call. Harry, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 630-241-5726, 630-241-5726. She is awesome. Her name is Sherry Jenna. She's great. She's great with customer service, and that is the lady to call for all home equity products. Okay, my friend?
Okay, give it to me again, please.
Oh, sure. Don't worry about it. Hold on. 630. Yeah, no, we don't. No, we're going to White Sox baseball. We got to talk quick. 630-241-5726. Got it?
5726.
Yeah.
And her name was what?
Sherry. Sherri.
Amazing.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. White Sox baseball coming up. Mark Carman's doing his stretching in the other room. We'll be right back.